USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings said it appears President Trump broke the law while in office after listening to testimony for former Trump attorney Michael Cohen. Cohen said he and the president committed crimes together.
I am ashamed that I chose to take part in concealing Mr. Trump's illicit acts rather than listening to my own conscience.
He said the president broke federal finance campaign laws from the Oval Office.
He asked me to pay off an adult film star with whom he had an affair.
The committee's ranking Republican, Jim Jordan, said he's a disgruntled former employee.
Mr. Cohen, how long did you work in the White House?
I never worked in the White House.
And that's the point, isn't it, Mr. Cohen?
No, sir.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, sir.
You wanted to work in the White House.
No, sir.
You didn't get brought to the dance.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Adam. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Transgender members of the Armed Services Committee appeared before the House Armed Services Subcommittee making the case for inclusion in the U.S. military. Olivia Stelik believes her work does make a difference.
My experience in Afghanistan has only confirmed what I already knew, that I'm a more effective soldier, officer, and physical therapist having gone through transition. I belong in a combat arms unit taking care of my soldiers.
There's flooding in Northern California. KCBS reporter Jeff Schaub.
Flood waters from the river have nearly reached the second story of some homes and many vehicles are submerged. Sonoma County Director of Emergency Services Chris Godley says the National Guard is being deployed.
The first mission for them is to help us with transportation. Those high water trucks can handle 3 feet of water, which pretty much takes out most of our squad cars.
Godley says after the river crests at 46 feet tonight, hundreds of structures could be flooded, including a sheriff's department substation.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Songwriters and music publishers are suing bars across the country, saying they're infringing on musical copyrights. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
The American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers represents more than 690,000 songwriters, composers, and music publishers, and it licenses establishments to play the 11.5 million songs in its repertoire. ASCAP is now suing over a dozen establishments in Chicago, New Orleans, Baltimore, San Francisco, and several other cities and states. A spokesman says they spent up to 5 years reaching out trying to get the businesses to comply, and now they're suing the businesses that refused to obtain licenses. The owner of one of those businesses in Baltimore says they license music through a Pandora business account, but such accounts don't cover live and DJ performances.
For the first time, a treatment has reversed some brain damage in people with Parkinson's disease. An experimental brain implant delivers a protein with pinpoint precision into parts of the brain that's damaged by the disease. After 18 months, brain scans of patients using the implant showed about 6 years' worth of damage had been reversed, but there was only a slight improvement in symptoms. Scientists have to figure out how the improvement in brain condition can translate into better quality of life for people with this degenerative motor disease. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.